From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County has announced work to construct paved shoulders for pedestrians along State Farm Road in Kinderhook will begin in July. The 3-foot-wide paving will begin at the intersection with County Route 28 and continue to State Route 99H traffic circle. County Superintendent of Highways Bernie Keeler announced a plan to the Kinderhook Town Board at its regular meeting last week. He said paving the roadside will give, and I quote, people a place to walk, end quote. Kinderhook Town Highway Superintendent John Rochelle told the board that approximately 4,000 cars and 60 school buses travel State Farm Road daily during the school year, making it the busiest road in town. Work is slated to begin in July once school is on summer hiatus. Keller said that weather permitting, it should be a 2-day project. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union. Opponents of natural gas fracking continue to press the State Department of Environmental Conservation over proposed new rules that would allow landfills in New York to continue accepting tons of such waste from neighboring Pennsylvania. According to a report by Environmental Advocates of New York, landfills in the western part of the state have taken more than 600,000 tons of solid waste from fracking wells, plus an additional 22,000 barrels of liquids, all from out-of-state sources. DEC spokesman Sean Mahar called the Environmental Advocates' report inaccurate. Mahar said, and I quote, with its strict oversight, DEC continues to see no evidence of pollution associated with drilling waste at the landfills, end quote. Legislative efforts to ban fracking waste imports first occurred in 2012 and have failed to clear the legislature. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Greene County has announced that its annual household hazardous waste collection event will take place at 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, June the 24th. Old oil-based paint, pesticides, and other environmentally hazardous items that cannot be disposed of at the county's transfer station can be brought to the event for disposal. The event will take place at the Greene County Highway Department facility at Scott Lane off State Route 9W in Athens. Proof of residency is required. The county advises a brief wait in line should be anticipated, and it generally takes about 10 minutes for a participant to go through the site. For information, call 518-943-4600 or go online at greengovernment.com. Amanda Purcell reported in the Register-Star this weekend that A. Colarusso & Sons, Incorporated, was unaware that the replacement of a 75-foot dividing wall along the river shoreline at its Hudson Dock was required by law to undergo a site plan review, according to the company's consulting engineer. Colarusso was cited in January for replacing the concrete and wood bulkhead with a steel bulkhead without the approval of the Hudson Planning Board. The project consulting engineer, Patrick Pendergast, admitted the plan was not presented because neither he or company officials knew it was necessary. Planning Board Chairman Tom DiPietro said, and I quote, obviously we're not going to ask them to tear it apart, end quote. Pendergast denied the bulkhead replacement is tied to any expansion projects. Instead, he said it was done for safety reasons because sections of the wooden bulkhead were falling apart. The Planning Board accepted Colarusso's application and voted unanimously to hold a public hearing. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Amanda Purcell is also reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Pier is in dire need of repairs. Years of strong currents and ice flow in the Hudson River have caused damage to the wood pilings that support the lighthouse, and the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society is looking to purchase and install riprap or loose stone foundation to protect the pilings. Tom Hoffman, the president of the society, said, and I quote, what will happen over time is that the lighthouse pilings will deteriorate to a point where the lighthouse might lean and it might even fall into the river. But we're looking at many, many years into the future before that happens, end quote. The lighthouse has been operational since 1874 and still serves to help ships navigate safely around the Middle Ground Flats. Hoffman estimates the repairs will cost between $400,000 and $800,000. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. On Monday, June the 12th, the State Board of Regents announced it will reduce the number of testing days from 3 to 2 for students in grades 3 through 8 statewide next year. Regents Chancellor Betty A. Rosa said, and I quote, "The Regents have taken a bold step forward today. This decision not only reduces the amount of time children will spend taking tests, but also returns valuable instructional time to our teachers. We will make certain the tests continue to provide a valid and reliable measurement of student achievement," end quote. The change will take effect beginning with the spring of 2018 testing period. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela said the decision was made in response to concerns expressed by parents and teachers alike. Her department last year reduced the number of test questions on both the English language arts and math exams and moved to untimed testing. You can read the full press release online at nysed.gov. Today is day 7 of the WGXE Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly afternoon today. The National Weather Service in Albany's Storm Prediction Center has placed the region in a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms. The main threat is gusty winds. Heavy rainfall is also possible. It will be partly sunny today with a temperature high near 88 degrees. But Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 49. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. That's about a half a minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 13th day of June 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.